Well, it's Friday, and that's the day we reflect and pray about what we've been challenged to do this week. Yesterday, I challenged you to reach out to somebody. Do something good, positive, for somebody in your life who definitely doesn't deserve it. And I knew that was going to be hard, and chances are it was for you. That's because Jesus was challenging us to do something in this blessed saying or beatitude from the Sermon on the Mount that's from his world, called the kingdom of God, and doesn't necessarily feel like it's our world yet. I challenge you to do that because that's exactly what Jesus was challenging us to do. Jesus was challenging his followers to live as if they were in God's kingdom in all its fullness, even while they're in this world that's not exactly God's kingdom yet. But we pray it'll come soon. Every Friday, we spend some time praying. And this week, we're going to be using Jesus' own words. When he challenged his followers to pray, he used the words that we know as the Lord's Prayer. And I wanted to use those words because in that prayer, we ask God to have his kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We long to live in a world where those who are poor in spirit, those who are poor in material goods, really are blessed, really are happy. It's the way it is in God's world, the way it was meant to be in our world, something we'll explore next week. But for now, we're going to pray that it will be part of our world. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, forever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for these daily challenges in our very first week as a Redeem the Commute community. I look forward to seeing you on Monday when we look at the second of Jesus' blessed sayings from his Sermon on the Mount. I'll see you then.